Are there any guys tonight in the audience wearing an earring? Is there a man in the audience with an earring? Ah, how about a sanitary napkin? Do you have one of them on by any chance? Oh, come on. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That was a cheap joke. I'm sorry. That was a cheap joke, and I'm better than that.
No, I'm not.
Well, I only ask for a specific reason. Don't mean to embarrass anybody. See, I once wore an earring, and I'm wondering if the climate is still the same for people who take a chance. And I don't know, I guess it's a little different now. This was 10 or 12 years ago. It can't be quite the same. But I noticed certain things. This was, I say, 10 years ago. I decided to wear an earring. The only reason I had, very simple motive, I just wanted people to think I was different. Okay? And I thought, well, I'll drill a hole in my flesh. I only have 7 holes in my head now. I'll make an 8th hole in my head and put an ornament in there, and people will have to deal with me. I just wanted people to think I was a little strange, okay? I mean, apparently it wasn't strange enough that I stand up here going, I needed something a little extra. And I thought, well, self-mutilation, that might do the trick. So I drilled a hole in my ear, put an ornament in there, and set about my task. First thing I noticed was that some people didn't care. In fact, the whole world seemed indifferent to what I had done. Most people will not even look at the earring, I noticed that. They would look right in my eyes, ignoring the earring, and I know what's going through their mind. They're thinking, this asshole is wearing a fucking earring. But a lot of people wouldn't look at it because they couldn't handle it. I know that's what was going on. They couldn't handle it because they didn't know what it meant. You know, some people think everything has to mean something. Well, some things don't mean anything. But people think it means something. It means you're gay. If it's in this ear, it means you're gay. If it's in this ear, it means you like to hump water buffalo or something. I don't know. Somebody said to me, well, what does it mean? I said, it means I killed a man in prison for asking fucking questions. And that seemed to satisfy his curiosity. Finally, some guy said to me, are you gay? I said, well, bend over and let's find out. So you think I'm gay? Why don't you try to take the earring away from me? I mean, it's the same if you carry a little bag, if a man carries a little purse. That's all it is, it's a little purse. Some people can't handle the word. Some guys who carry them can't even call it that. They'll say, where's my little bag? I say, hey, it's your purse, pick it up and get out of here, you asshole. I mean, if you can't handle the word, don't even carry the bag. It's a purse, I got one, what's the big deal? But some people like to taunt you. They'll say, is that your purse? And I say, yes, it is, and I have a picture of your mother in here sucking off an Indian. How do you like that? And that seems to satisfy their curiosity. So I wore the earring for a couple of years. I wore it about 2 years, and then I stopped wearing it when I heard that Andy Rooney had one. I thought, well, fuck me, how strange can I be? I stopped wearing the goddamn thing. I took it out, and my hole grew over. My earring hole. Hey, hey. Come on. Not my asshole. What, are you crazy? Get out of here. No, your asshole grows over. You might as well check straight into a cemetery. Because you're going to spend a lot of time walking around the beach wondering why you're getting larger. No. My earring hole grew over. And people noticed it. People would say, aren't you gaining weight? And I say, yes, my earring hole grew over. And aren't you a keen observer of detail? But these days, if you want to be different these days, one earring isn't enough. You got to have a whole colony of those goddamn things growing up the side of your head like they're out of control. Some guys are walking with a 30-degree list to port, setting off metal detectors all over town. Or if you really want to be different, you gotta get your nose pierced. That'll make you different. Get your nose pierced. Actually, you don't have to get it pierced. You can do it yourself at home with a paper punch. Oh! Makes a nice clean hole, only hurts for about a month. And then you can put one of your dad's tie tacks in there. Hi, Dad. What's that, one of my tie tacks? Yep, well, make sure you bring it home. You'll make a good impression at the job interview with one of your dad's tie tacks sticking through your nose. That's not a guy's thing for the most part. You won't see too many guys with the nose stud. It's more of a woman's thing to do. Guys figured out a long time ago, hey, if I get punched in the face with one of those things in, it's gonna staple my nose to the back of my skull. Whoa, this fucking hurts, man. Well, I wanted to be different.
Well, you are now.
No, you won't see many men do that. That's more of a woman's thing. And some women have more than one of them, don't they? Some exotic women have like two or three of them in there. Ooh, I could never handle that. I mean, it was hard enough keeping one earring clean. Can you imagine three nose studs and a heavy cold? Forget about it, man. And you might sneeze and kill your friend. Oh, Jesus, Joey! My fucking eye, Joey! Now your friend has a pierced eye to go along with your pierced nose. You'll be a big hit on That's Incredible.